Mouse gave me that same grin and puzzled tilting of his head. I frowned at him more deeply. He leaned forward to nuzzle my shoulder with his heavy muzzle and settled down in the back seat. Murphy sighed. If it was any other dog, I'd make him ride in the trunk. That's right, I said. You have dog issues. Big dog issues, Murphy corrected me. Just big dogs. Mouse isn't big. He's compactly challenged. She gave me an arch look as she pulled out and said, You'd fit in the trunk too, Harry. Then she frowned at me and said, Your lips are blue. Long shower, I said. She gave me a sudden, swift grin. Wanted to keep your mind on business? I think I'll interpret that as a compliment to my sexual appeal. I snorted and buckled in. You heard anything from the hospital? Murphy's smile faded and she kept her eyes on the road. She nodded without looking at me, her face impossible to read. Bad, huh? I asked. The young man the paramedics carried off died. The girl who was already down when you came in is going to make it, but she's in some kind of shock. Catatonic. Doesn't focus her eyes or anything. Just lies there. Yeah, I said quietly. I was sort of expecting that. What about the other girl, Rosie? Her injuries were painful but not life-threatening. They closed the cuts and set the bones, but when they heard she was pregnant, they kept her at the hospital for observation. It looks like she'll come through without losing the child. She's awake and talking. That's something, I said. And Pell? Still in ICU. He's an old man, and his injuries were severe. They think he'll be all right as long as there aren't any complications. He's groggy, but he's conscious. ICU, I said. Any chance we could talk to him somewhere else? Those doctors can be real funny about not wanting people in critical condition to nip out for a walk to the vending machines, she said. I grunted. You might have to solo him then. I don't dare go walking in there with all the medical equipment around. Even if it was just for a few minutes? She asked. I shrugged. I don't have any control over when things break down. I paused and said, Well, not exactly. I could blow out the whole floor in a few seconds if I was trying to do it, but there's not much I can do to keep things from breaking down. Odds are good that if I was only in there for a few minutes, nothing bad would happen. But sometimes things go haywire the second I walk by them. I can't take any chances when there are people on life support. Murphy arched a brow at me and then nodded in understanding. Maybe we can get you on a speakerphone or something. Or something, I rubbed at my eyes. I think this is gonna be a long day.